You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980. 910 The Fan in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network were presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junk's. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. We will be joined in about 2 hours by Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end. He is the co-host of the Take Command podcast with Craig Hoffman. He'll be on at 9 o'clock. But we wanted to get into some Commanders topics here. First, EB, you are the biggest Commanders fan in the room. How do you come down on their new motto? Actually,
it's a hashtag.
They have two of them, actually.
I don't know if it's a motto.
It's like hail something.
Raise hail.
What is it?
Raise hail. Hashtag raise hail.
Hashtag raise hail.
Don't like it.
Not big on that?
No.
What about what they have in their meeting rooms? Growing up on the walls.
Which is?
Anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Well, Jason said that at the Nutcracker, the first ever Nutcracker, when people were booing
our
white rapper contest.
Well, they were throwing things at
me. Are these being promoted by the team or by the HTTC maniacs?
I think the Commanders started the hashtag
raise hail.
I just saw it during the draft, and I am seeing more and more people pick up on that.
I've seen it, but whatever.
It's relatively new. I'm assuming that the Commander started that, because I have seen it as a hashtag, like when they were announcing who they were picking each round, and they were putting it up on the Commander's official Twitter, it would have the hashtag raise hail.
Hey, B, what do you think about that raise hail? You ready to raise some hail?
I don't like it.
It just sounds.
They do whatever they want.
It's a try hard move in my mind.
It sounds hillbillyish because it sounds like Valdez trying to say raise hail. Hell, but it's hail.
It's too contrived.
Yeah.
It's just contrived.
Yeah, that's what I said. Try hard. 800-636-1067. I wonder if people like it. They're really trying hard to bring back hail to the Redskins without saying hail to the Redskins. So they're throwing hail in there.
They want to have a tie.
And then raise. Raise hell, okay, raise hail, but it doesn't work for me. Maybe it works for other people.
No, I see people use it, and I just figure they're the maniacs on the message boards that critique anything. They get upset at any critique of the team.
It just sounds awful.
I think it's dumb.
They use it.
But the good news is it's meaningless.
It doesn't mean anything.
So even though you guys are latching on to this dumb catchphrase, it's meaningless.
All right. So you
knock yourself out.
So you reference the sometimes maniacal HTTC crowd.
Sometimes. Maniacal.
Yeah, that's true.
Why were they hating on us?
Well, we had Michael Lombardi on yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And he basically said that he preferred Sam Howell over Jaden Daniels.
He opened up a can of worms that had basically been behind us. And that's fine. But we thought it was interesting. They're like, oh, you guys know what you're doing. You're stirring this up. And he's saying it. And you're hiding behind him. But you set him up. What?
We had no idea. I didn't know he felt like that.
It
wasn't just Jaden. It was every quarterback in the draft besides Caleb.
Right.
Yeah. He said a lot of stuff.
He's a former
NFL
executive.
He also did say he would probably take Jaden. He's not saying he wouldn't take him.
It was his opinion.
Right. And we thought that was interesting. Because as a guy, people don't like him because, I don't know, maybe he had a failed tenure when he was GM or whatever, but the guy's been around the league for, you know, his whole life, you know, worked with Belichick closely. I think he has an opinion. I respect his opinion.
I think some of the comments,
I think
some of the comments are funny. Here, we'll set it up. So Lombardi, who's been an NFL executive, came on the show and look, we talked to him about the 76ers for a bit because he went off on Joel Embiid and the Sixers, and then the NFL draft in general and what he thought of the Commanders draft.
And I said this to three or four head coaches in the league this offseason.
Yeah.
I would rather have had Sam Howell than a lot of these quarterbacks that are drafted in the first round.
Really? So
which one specifically?
I would rather have Sam Howell than, other than Caleb Williams, I probably would rather have Sam Howell than any of them.
So that opened up the can of worms.
No, they were probably going nuts.
He did couch it by probably. He said, I probably would rather have Sam Howell than everyone.
But he also said, I would probably have taken Daniels.
Personally, I think he's a little bit of a crazy man because I'd much rather have Jaden Daniels than Sam Howell.
I think most of us would. But I think he was right about how Howell was treated.
Yeah, but
and I enjoy relitigating what a buffoon Eric Bieniemy is.
Yes.
I love that.
And that's not what people have a problem
with. Let's fight. Who wants to fight on that?
The HTTC crowd.
He sucks.
Here's the problem with them. They hear what they want to hear.
I understand.
Who said it? Did EB say it?
No.
Did you say it?
No.
Did Jason say it or did I say it?
We set him
but
up.
But we endorse right. it. That, yeah, since we had him on the show,
we're hiding behind. I'm not hiding behind anything. He's right. The enemy sucks.
Yeah, but in terms, they're upset about.
I'll fight anybody.
They're upset that now Sam Howell has been propped up to be better than Jaden Daniels. Here's the irony of this.
Sam Howell's
this
dead
is
to
the
us.
Irony.
It's over.
This is the irony of the HTTC crowd. Last year, when guys like me and Drab were saying, hold your horses on anointing Sam Howell the future, they were upset at that.
They're upset at everything.
So they were upset when we were saying, it's too early to anoint Sam Howell the guy. And now they're upset because a guest, Michael Lombardi, is propping up Sam Howell.
Yeah.
So some of the comments. Here's just a sampling of some of the comments that came in yesterday. This is the happiest I've been as a fan for a long time. I'm not letting none of these local media guys ruin it for me. I don't give a damn what they think of JD, and neither does AP and DQ.
For the record, EP had Jaden Daniels number one on his board.
Right. I would take Jaden Daniels over Sam Howell. Of course I would.
But wait, there's more. They are the absolute worst. The local media really can be the worst, just stirring things up. The junkies have been on clown time for a long time. FR, their product, spelled THEY'RE, is hard to listen to.
Right.
The foolishness, typical at Junks Radio. Same old junkies BS. When are these guys going away?
Again, you know what? Did we create the BS?
We did not.
Here's another one, Cakes.
Hold on. Just so you know. You know what happens is it hits a message board or one of these things.
I know how this works.
And then
they attack.
I'm telling you, this guy who is, I'll give him his props.
A Reddit.
Dave Earl the Hogsty. That's his username on Twitter. I think he started a lot of it because a lot of the responses were to Dave's initial tweet. And he goes, I wonder why Mike and the junkies would rather have Sam over Jaden. I know for a fact the film absolutely, all caps, disagrees with his statement. So what's the differing factor? Ridiculous. This is how our new franchise quarterback starts his career in D.C. with these shock jock journalists.
All right, hold on for a second.
Let me just clarify, for the record, Colin
Cakes. Nobody here is advocating for Sam Howell over Jaden. All of us would take Jaden over Sam Howell. I do think it was malpractice the way they handled Howell.
Separate issue. Once you had the second pick.
You had to take a swing at this kid.
Here's the problem with his statement. Nobody knows for a fact that the film absolutely disagrees with the statement. No. We have no data on what Jaden Daniels is going to be in the pros. Right?
Right.
So you don't know. We all kind of think Jaden Daniels is going to be a lot better than Sam Howell. Better hope so.
Here's why all those HTTC people are complete hypocrites. Because they go on and on about, we got to trust Adam Peters. All of Adam Peters' decisions are correct. He decided he didn't want Sam Howell. He shipped him off to Seattle. He shipped him as far away as he possibly could.
No, but they agree with it. They agree with that, though.
Who knows? Now they do.
The HTTC guys.
No, but I'm saying they're genuflecting in front of Adam Peters. Adam Peters didn't want Sam Howell either. He said bye-bye,
Sam Howell.
Yeah,
but they agree with that. I don't understand where you're coming from, because they agree with that. They agree with the way Sam Howell is.
They're pissed that Michael Marty said that Howell was better than that.
You're misinterpreting.
We need to give you the Cliff Notes cakes.
They're not advocating for Howell.
The hypocrisy is they were upset at us last year.
Right. Well,
they were upset at us last year when we were taking shots at Sam Howell.
Right.
Now they're upset that a guest propped up Sam Howell.
Right.
They want the radio shows of DC, including ourselves, to essentially be cheerleaders. That's not what we're going to be.
Don't know.
But here the irony is, we're not even the ones who criticized. Michael Lombardi.
We're hiding behind Lombardi because we set him up to say it, because we know exactly what we're doing, because we want to stir the pot.
And the pre-interview went well, didn't it?
Right, yeah, we pre-interviewed him, and then we said, hey, after we talk about the NBA for like an hour, just take some gratuitous shots at Hal, please. Or Jaden, so that we can hide behind your thought. What? These are the same people that got upset when I criticized their Holiday Inn conference room. They literally were upset.
Hey, how?
Like, what do you care? Hey, it's a cheap joke.
Let me ask you a question. What are these people going to do when Jaden Daniels goes 8-for-20, throws 160 yards, and rushes for 80 yards, and everyone on the internet calls him a running back?
I realize that's going to come.
They get upset at everything. It's a very small, loud minority. Again, they were upset when we were taking shots at Hal last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're upset that Michael Lombardi is jocking him so hard.
Well,
what are you supposed to do?
JP, they're also upset because they've been rooting for a team that hasn't had success for 3 decades. That's where it all comes down to.
And the bigger thing is people always hear what they want to hear. When it came down to our opinions, I think we all think Jaden Daniels has a chance to be a really good player.
I think he has a chance
Jason
to be a star.
And I prefer Drake May over Jaden Daniels if we had to take the pick. You two guys were Jaden Daniels guys.
I had Jaden number two on my board, right behind Caleb Williams.
I had him over.
That's where
Caleb.
I had him ranked.
None of us had Sam Howell over Jaden Daniels.
He wasn't really an option. Actually,
it was kind of a bombshell from Michael Lombardi. That's why I asked the follow-up. Be specific.
Right. Right. And it is so irritating. And
And I love Lombardi. You know what? As a guest, we want people that have opinions. That, by the way, he has a legit resume. It's not like
doesn't mean he's right.
It's not like he's some Twitter kook with 5 followers.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's right, but he has a legit opinion.
He's got an opinion, yeah.
Way more valid than every one of those dogs.
And he worked with Bill Belichick. He worked with the 49ers.
He actually has a real resume. Yeah. He has a real NFL resume.
Do we have to put him in timeout along with Howard Eskin?
No.
Because I
would have him more often.
I love Lombardi. But, if people are going to say, the only reason we book them is to trash the local team.
Well, that's their fault.
I literally had never thought that about Lombardi until these comments. I mean, maybe the punter stuff, but I thought that was just Bruce Allen issue.
He's just goofing on Bruce Allen.
It was hilarious.
Like, Bruce Allen deserves all of that.
He just demeaned him by calling him the punter. That was such a brilliant...
it's a great nickname.
You know what Michael Lombardi is? The perfect radio guest.
Yeah, the listener's got a...
Well, yeah, but you like him more because he agreed with you.
The listener's got to not be so soft.
That Hal was better than everyone else thought.
Michael Lombardi's
I liked him when he called him the punter. I'm literally at my pants.
I know, but if he came on the show yesterday and said, Hal sucked. I mean, he was terrible. You probably wouldn't like him as much.
Maybe. That's probably true. But I do think he's a perfect radio guest.
He's good on the radio.
He and I happen to be in sync.
Yeah, he's good on the radio. But all these guys are stupid because... I didn't like, if you ever listened to the show at all last year, I didn't like Hal. Do I like him better than Marcus Mariota?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they weren't going to have a second-year guy as a backup to a rookie. Mm. So.
No, I liked Hal, and I thought that it was not practice.
These people are stupid.
No, I think losing has made a lot of people angry.
That is true.
The weight of this hapless franchise has just been.
Well, that's true.
It's been burdened with a lot of the fans.
Right.
And
it puts
so they
them in a negative headspace.
Yes.
Well, it rubs off on me because half the time I think we're swimming upstream and there's no hope. But we'll see. I like what they've done so far, but I can get pretty negative pretty quick. I can get pretty negative real quick.
Eventually, they're going to win. I don't know when that is.
Well, like you said,
but I think I've got a good
clock is right twice a day.
I've got a good vibe on this regime, this coaching staff,
yeah.
this roster. The roster.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before. But hey, one of these times it's going to work. I really thought the Shanahan era was going to work out.
I thought McNabb was going to work.
And that was three regimes ago. Yeah.
They've done so many things I thought were going to work.
Do you think these people would act this way if they had a couple playoff berths in the last 5 years?
Of course not.
Two or three. I think they still might. They're very parent. They're protective of their team. Like your team. Look, the Ravens have been hugely successful. If anybody takes a shot at the Ravens, you get the face and you're shut down for a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And you've had success.
That's right. A lot of success.
Right. So I think it's not that we just that we lose. It's been a terrible franchise for 30 years, no doubt.
Also,
but it's not just that.
It might be something to the effect of someone doing a pot shot from far away. Lombardi doesn't really know the ins and outs of the team.
That's true.
Say a lot of the crowd does.
I think it's more because they're relitigating something that is basically behind us. Even I admit, this is I like Hal, but it's over. It didn't work.
Yeah,
it's over.
It's ancient history.
You know, I hope that in a couple years he gets another shot. I don't expect it to be anytime soon, but it's over.
I actually don't care what happens to Sam Howell. Like, if he flames out and he's working back at North Carolina in 5 years, so be it. If he becomes a really good quarterback, good for him.
Yeah, but he's dead to me.
But
we didn't relitigate the topic. He brought it up, and I thought it was interesting. But I agree. It's over. It's definitely over.
Let's go to this call. And by the way, Valdez, I'm glad you lifted your Ravens talk embargo, which you threatened a few months ago.
I know. I still don't bring them up. I only comment when people ask for my comment.
Good.
I've said this many times, though. There's a certain set of fans. I think it's a loud minority. They expect us to be cheerleaders for all the local teams. The other thing is, it's very rare that all four of us have the exact same opinion, and they will hear what they want to hear and say, the junkie said this.
True. That's always true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been true for 30 years.
Poor listening. That's what it is.
The one that's always correct is me. So just listen. All right, let's go to Johnny. Johnny Fredericksburg.
Hey, man. Right. Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Johnny?
Look, I listen to your show all the time. I'm not the biggest fan, and it's not saying you guys don't do a good job, but I guess that does sound counterintuitive, but my point is that Mike Lombardi interview was 10 out of 10.
Of course.
I was walking my dog and then I had to stop and wait, I put it on pause. I went upstairs and listened to the interview. I'm like, dude, this is great. I felt the same way he does. Sam Howell didn't, I'm not I don't want to say I'm a fan.
I know. Who cares? Why do you not the jumps?
Yeah, give us that.
We don't care about that.
You're not the biggest fan because.
Why? What are you like? You don't like Lurch?
Why?
You guys, no offense, you guys are a little bit older than me. I'm 32. You guys talk about golf.
Okay, so we're
much.
It's over.
Generation. Talking about golf too much.
Golf's only an old man game? Is that what you think?
Yeah, personally, yeah. It's pretty yeah. boring.
But too much pickleball, golf.
We're older, so you don't like us to roll.
Noscopy talk.
Yeah. I'm not, dude, I said, trying to be
we did
rude.
A whole thing on condoms. What about preloading your condom? We did that yesterday. That doesn't appeal to you?
Now you're sounding thirsty.
No.
You're not into that,
Johnny. You said you're
but
not.
You guys are funny. You guys are totally funny. But that's why I do listen to you.
Yeah, all but Johnny, right. you said you're not the biggest fan, but you said you listen to us all the time. I don't understand.
Because we're mesmerizing. You can't
help it. I listen to 106.7 all the time. I drive home. I work overnight, so usually I catch you guys.
Get fired and we do our own thing, or we show up on another station, you'll never listen.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Probably not, unfortunately. Yeah, I might check you out here and there to see what
I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, it's cool. I get it. I mean, you're not going to bring everybody.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah, but I mean, I do, like I said, I do listen to you guys. I love the interview. I love your content sometimes. Sometimes it's so a little confused. Bit too much. But, you know, the whole thing with Sam Howell is, like, dude, the O-line didn't do him any favors. And he held on.
All right. See you later.
Bye, Johnny.
Thanks,
Johnny. Be good.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk more Commanders a bit later in the show. Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end, he'll join us coming up at 9 a.m. here on The Junks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.